This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding the moral vices. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of avoiding the moral vices in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that the morals and the ethics, it takes us towards the perfection, but there are some moral vices which is been set to avoid. And when we avoid such things, there are some benefits that we achieve. One of the benefits is that it allows us to have more patience and to be steadfast against the things that are happening, against the changing of environment, against the difficulties that we face. And therefore, when we avoid the moral vices, which are known as raza'il in Arabic or Persian, which they say like ethical or the raza'il, which are related to akhlaq. So basically, when we avoid them, when we avoid the things that are against the laws of ethics or the practices that we have, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the sabr. He grants us the patience. He grants us the being steadfast against all the difficulties. So therefore, it is important that we should have this patience and this patience in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this patience when we are serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is important that a mu'min or believer gets to this level when he avoids the moral vices. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of avoiding the moral vices in the Islamic lifestyle. Therefore, we know that whenever we purify ourselves with the ethics, with the morals that are taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the things that have come in the Quran, when we have these things in our life and when we are living according to those morals, according to those rules, and our morality is high, we are extremely someone who follows the ethics that are being said in Islam. Therefore, people get closer to us, and therefore we must avoid anything that takes us away from this ethical attitude that we need to have in Islam, that takes us away from the ethics. And we know that the ethics is important in our social life. There is an ethics in the workplace. There must be some ethics. We must follow these ethics in dealing with our neighbors, working at the workplace, while we are studying, talking to teachers, or maybe when we are hanging out with the friends. Therefore, it is necessary to follow all these things. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam also has said that al-mu'minu man tahhara qalbahu min ad-daniyyah, that the mu'min or the believer is the one who has purified his heart from the bad deeds. He has purified his heart from the things that are non-ethical and which are against the ethics. Therefore, we must purify ourselves in order to get closer and to be a true believer, and so that people know us with the best ethics and morals, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.